There is great pressure these days for the church to conform to the ethics of the world, the ethics of sexual freedom, the ethics of accepting everything that people do and putting a stamp of approval on all types of sin. I think we need to receive people. I think we need to be kind and loving. Pray for people. Pray with people. But we cannot compromise what we believe and what we do that's according to the Bible. We cannot do that at the peril of our lives. And there are many people, in an effort to be gracious, in an effort to be kind, are deceiving themselves about what the Bible says about certain things in order that they may accept and approve of sin. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said about being deceived about this. It's in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, in the 9th verse. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall enter the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were made holy, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see what the Apostle Paul says? Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's why he came. We have to accept sinners. We have to receive them. We have to be kind and gracious and loving to them. But we cannot be deceived about sin, and we cannot allow others to be deceived. We must speak the truth in love and not compromise what we say or what we do that's according to the Word of God. Let's pray. Well, Father, I thank you. You saved me. And you not only saved me, you changed me. And you helped me live like Jesus. I pray, O God, I know that I have not been a perfect man and have not followed that example perfectly, but you have helped me, Lord. And you improve me every day. Help me not to be deceived. Keep the truth in my mind and in my mouth and in what I do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.